WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something super important, especially in our crazy, overstimulating world, mindfulness meditation for anxiety relief. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway hamster on a wheel? Spinning, spinning, never stopping? Yeah, I get it. We're bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations every single day. It's enough to make anyone feel anxious. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful tool that can help calm the storm in your head? It's not magic pills or some crazy self-help guru stuff. It's something ancient yet incredibly effective. Mindfulness meditation. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh no, more woo-woo stuff," hear me out. Mindfulness meditation isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine your thoughts are like clouds drifting across the sky. You can watch them come and go without getting caught up in them. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness for anxiety relief. 1. Start small. You don't need to become a meditation guru overnight. Even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the air entering and leaving your nostrils. That's it. Don't worry about your thoughts wandering. Just gently guide your attention back to your breath whenever you notice them drifting away. 2. Embrace the discomfort. You know that feeling when you try something new and it feels a little awkward or uncomfortable? That's totally normal. Mindfulness meditation can sometimes feel weird at first, like your mind is rebelling against you. But stick with it. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. 3. Be kind to yourself. There's no such thing as a perfect meditator. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders or you get distracted. Just gently bring your attention back to your breath and keep going. Remember, mindfulness is a practice, not a performance. 4. Integrate it into your day. Mindfulness isn't just about sitting on a cushion with incense burning. You can practice it throughout your day by paying attention to everyday activities, like eating, walking, or showering. Really savor those experiences instead of letting them pass you by on autopilot. 5. Listen to guided meditations. If you're new to meditation, guided meditations can be super helpful. There are tons of free apps and online resources with guided meditations for anxiety relief, sleep, focus, and more. Think about that time when you were feeling really stressed out. Maybe you had a big presentation at work or a deadline looming. You know the feeling, right? Your heart races, your mind goes into overdrive, and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide. But what if instead of freaking out, you took a few minutes to practice mindfulness? Imagine this. You close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and focus on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. You notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping outside, the gentle hum of your refrigerator in the background. As you continue to breathe deeply and observe your surroundings without judgment, you start to feel a sense of calm wash over you. The tension in your shoulders eases, your heart rate slows down, and your mind feels a little clearer. That's the power of mindfulness, meditation. It can help you break free from the cycle of anxiety and find a sense of peace and tranquility, even in the midst of chaos. Remember, Taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So make time for mindfulness, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. It's an investment in yourself that will pay off big time. Want to put these insights into action? Try starting with a 5-minute mindfulness meditation session right now. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without judgment. You got this. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing from you guys. Head over to our social media pages, leave a comment, or shoot me an email. See you next time on The Dopamine Declutter. We're in this together, friends. Let's create a world where we thrive, not just survive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.